This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Walt Magnuson, director of the Texas A&M University Internet 2 Technology Evaluation Center, or ITEC, in College Station, Texas. Walt, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
My pleasure, Donnie.
Well, Walt, many people are familiar with the Winter Institute that you host every year in Texas, but this upcoming event has more of a spring feel to it. Tell us, for those not familiar with the situation, tell us why this is the case.
Well, we had the Winter Institute scheduled for the last week in October of 2018, and knowing that, you know, we were towards the latter part of the hurricane season, and knowing that we heavily depend upon organizations that are heavily involved in incident response, it was really important that, you know, we make sure that there was not a conflict. Well, lo and behold, earlier the week that it was supposed to begin, we got a call from two of our major partners, which are AT&T FirstNet and Texas Task Force One. Both of them said, "Sorry, Walt, we love you to death, but we're out of here. We're going to Florida." So Hurricane Michael pushed it back. So we moved it back to the spring, and kind of my mantra on this now is, it's winter somewhere. Definitely not here in Texas, but it is winter somewhere. So we're still calling it the Winter Institute.
Very cool. So what are the dates?
Donnie, we're set up with the week of March 25 through 28. So there's, again, two activities that are part of this. One of them is the public safety exercise, which primarily is by invitation to first responders and to vendors that have first responder systems, applications, and devices. And then the other one is the workshop. The workshop is held concurrently to the exercise. And the reason for that is we want people to experience what these exercises are, what they do, and kind of how they work, so that hopefully people can take this information home and learn from it, and hopefully host your own exercise.
All right. So what are some of the main learnings that you hope people are able to take from this?
You know, we're hopefully on the edge of getting NG911 deployed nationally, and obviously FirstNet's out there and working and everything. But a lot of people have got a lot of questions about how we're going to do certain things. So what we try to do at the Winter Institute is we look at areas that are really kind of the burning questions, the immediate questions that people are looking at any given point in time. So we have four major themes that we're focusing on this time. One of them is the FirstNet to our next generation 911 to FirstNet interface. So, you know, if you again think about the calls, the way emergency calls go, it starts with the citizen, then goes to the 911 call taker, and then typically it's triage and goes to dispatch, and then if there's information that needs to be conveyed to first responder, it goes to the first responder. So here we're looking at how do you take that information across the NG911 interface over to the first responder, what applications and services they need to do that, what information do they want to get, what do we need to be sharing, and things like that. We have a million questions in that space. That's one of the areas. The second major theme is on how do we share information in situational awareness tools, things like anything that basically is used for emergency response. And situational awareness tools, and I kind of almost include CAD in that category. There's not a lot of standards on how to share information between them. So working with one of our industry partners, in this case here, it's CA Technologies, we got a grant to look at using APIs from different systems and allow information to be brought into a gateway and then shared between them. So, for example, you have the at this exercise, which is going to be earthquake-based. At this earthquake, we'll have the Texas Army National Guard, we'll have the Texas Department of Public Safety, we'll have Texas Task Force One, all of them are there that typically respond to large incidents, plus a large number of local responders. Each of them have their native tools that they use on a daily basis. We want the first responders to be able to keep using their native tools, but have the data shared between them. So, for example, DPS normally knows where their responders are. Army knows where their responders are. Task Force 1 knows where their responders are. But everyone's just getting a small piece, a small part of the picture. How do we give everybody the full picture? The third area then focuses on messaging, chat, and things like that. Typically, a lot of the systems that we use for chat are based on enterprise solutions. But yet again, when you end up with multi-jurisdictions and you want to do chat groups, how do you do that across boundaries, across institutions? Again, we don't have a lot of answers right now. Those are the kind of things we want to explore, we want to figure out. And then lastly is something that's talked about a lot, information, the Internet of Things. How do we get information out of the IoT devices through the NG911 network, through the first net, which to the first responder, who ultimately really needs the information. So what are the interfaces? What are the standards? What are the processes? What are the policies? All of those types of things.
And how many of these things are things that we're way down the road on, and how many of them are, frankly, you know, you're really going to be cutting teeth here during this event?
All of them, everything we're doing really is cutting teeth. That's really the whole purpose of the Winter Institute. This isn't designed to be a show and tell or a product sales process or anything like that. We ask hard, complicated, serious questions, not knowing the answers. And then hopefully, again, the people that we bring to the table help us figure that out. So there will be a comprehensive after-action report that will be a part of this process that people can look at. But what we're really hoping is that we have, we already have a solid representation from the vendor community that'll be there working with us. We have a significant number of first responders that will be giving us feedback. The other part that we need, though, and that really comes in through the workshop, is people from thought leaders, from state and local government coming in and then providing their input and feedback as well, because between the leadership, the first responders, and the vendor community, that's how we're going to answer these questions. Any one of those three parties on their own isn't going to be able to do it.
No question, no question. And what other tools might the responders in these exercises have to work with? Are you going to have any deployables out there?
Yeah, that's a great question, honey. So, there was not really, FirstNet was really still working through how they're going to deal with, customer owned and managed, or COAM, deployables. It looks like they've got a pretty good plan in mind, a pretty good process worked out. So we'll actually be utilizing that process on at least one of the, deployables that can be customer owned if the customer so chooses. But we'll also then have some of the FirstNet deployables we'll be rolling in as part of the process as well. So it'll be a combination of native infrastructure and services that are there all the time, but then potentially customer owned deployables and then full AT&T or FirstNet owned deployables as well. So I'm kind of looking at the mixture of how do we make them work together, how do you activate them, how do you deploy them, how do they work with each other to make sure that they don't basically wipe each other out and stuff like that. So those are the kind of things that we'll be looking at there as well.
Okay. And when we're talking customer-owned deployables, are they just duplicates of what AT&T has and, you know, those big things that, you know, you have to have a roadway to order, or there are different form factors possibly?
We've seen form factors all the way from, you know, full semi units to smaller trailers to what I would really kind of call a hand movable trailer, all the way down to a backpack or a Pelican case. So, we're looking at a combination of all of them. Now, obviously, if you're a firefighter and you've got to work on the side of a mountain on a forest fire, you're not going to bring that semi up there. So there is no one size fits all for these types of things.
Absolutely. Well, I'm anxious to see all those things in action. Anything else we should know about? And can you give us any information as to how people can go about registering to participate?
Sure. Registration is up online. It's live right now. It's on the itech.itec.tamu.edu webpage. And there's kind of our countdown timer to the Winter Institute, which right now is showing 47 days, 8 hours, 15 minutes, and 15 seconds. That's more to keep our folks motivated than the customers out there, or keep them aware of that the clock is ticking. But there's two registrations that are online. One of them is really, again, for first responders and companies that are there displaying technology. That one there is no cost for. The exercise or the workshop itself then is actually online as well, and that one there is a modest registration fee, but it is again well worth your time to attend. Plus, hopefully, you can then be a part of trying to figure out the answers to these hard questions. I did just get confirmation earlier this week too that there will be a social event on Wednesday night. It's in a historic Texas type venue probably with a live band and good old Texas barbecue and everything else. So you come on down and kind of network with the other networking folks while you're here. But it should be a real, real good learning opportunity. But again, on this one, we don't want you just to learn. We want everyone to come in and help teach.
All right. And to that end, what are the days of the exercises versus the days for the conference?
The workshop is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of that week. So it's the 26th, 27th, 28th. And then the exercise itself is Monday through Friday. Monday is our setup day. Tuesday, we complete setup. Tuesday afternoon, we train first responders. Wednesday morning and Wednesday afternoon are the two scenario run-throughs. Thursday morning, we do the final scenario run-through. Thursday afternoon is hot wash, where we sit down with the first responders and get their feedback and collect information and data from them. And then Friday is basically tear down, go home.
All right. Well, that sounds great, Walt, and sounds like a great opportunity for people to go and learn and see what's on the cutting edge of mission critical communications today and in the near future. Walt, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
My pleasure, Donnie. Thanks for the opportunity to let me share this information with your followers.
All right.